from the MyTimmonsNow.com newsroom. This is Country 93.1 News.
Good afternoon. I'm Bob McIntyre. Modeled after a police recruitment incentive in Prince Albert, Saskatchewan, a community similar to Timmins, the Timmins Police Service is offering money for new recruits and experienced officers. For a five-year service commitment, any Canadian officer with at least 3 years' experience will get $30,000. An inexperienced recruit will have their tuition at Ontario Police College for a 12 or 13-week course paid back. Chief Dan Foy says that's usually about $15,500.
Whatever fee is incurred upon successful completion, they will get reimbursed that portion.
The same five-year commitment applies. Right now, there are 80 uniformed officers from constable to chief. Foy says he wants to see all 96 spots filled. Communication is the key to helping BIA members cope with Connecting Link construction this summer. The work will directly affect some businesses on Algonquin Boulevard, with a ripple effect throughout the business area. BIA Chair Corey Robbins says that will minimize the impact. He notes that the major detour will be via 2nd Avenue and wants to see some of the traffic a block north of there.
We're also going to do our best to encourage people to drive down 3rd Avenue. Bring out your signs. Have a sale. Put a sale with a balloon out and says stop in. You're going to see more traffic on 3rd Avenue than you've seen in 20 years.
Construction will begin as early as possible this spring with an anticipated wrap-up date of mid to late November. Well, driving a stolen car on a highway that was closed because of weather and without a license have a 16-year-old Timmins boy in trouble, say Cochrane OPP. They stopped the car just before 5 o'clock Saturday morning in Clute Township, west of Cochrane. The car had been reported stolen in Timmins. Charges on all three digressions land the youngster in court in Cochrane at a later date. Here's one more look now at the history of skiing in Timmins. From downhill skiing at the Gulch in the 1920s and 30s, museum director curator Karen Bachman brings us to the commonly called Kamiskosha Hill in the early 60s, when a group installed T-bars. By 1967, they formed the Kamiskosha Resort.
Then they electrified all of their T-bars and their hill apparatus. They built a chalet. And then, of course, in 1976, they had a really good year with Kathy Kreiner winning a gold medal. And she had actually trained on that hill and skied on that hill for all of her life.
Many thanks to Karen Bachman for sharing her knowledge of Timmins history and making our weekly feature possible. To sign up for news alerts, go to mytimmonsnow.com.